This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
There you go. You're listening to The Real Side on CCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to see you. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just listen, just get engaged, get involved. If you do it up at my website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room there for those of you who actually, believe it or not, there are people that don't have Facebook pages. There are people that don't like to deal with Facebook and that kind of light. So, you know, you can head over there, say hi to them. Or if you're on Facebook, we do have a live feed on Facebook. Some of you are taking advantage of that and enjoying that. I hope you're enjoying it as well. And I really do. I honestly do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. And we just, you know, I just got this from somebody I trust. And it seems like right now there was a mass shooting at a metro station in France. And it looks like three are injured. People are afraid of what it means. I mean, we're always up in fear on these things. And right away, you know, it's a Muslim terrorist attack, right? So again, I usually don't do that. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I don't jump right into that. But a story in the UK Mirror. It says a shooting in Lille has left at least three people injured, sparked terror fears days after the attack in London. Armed police sealed off streets near the Porte d'Arras metro station at around 9:45 on Friday night. At least three people, including a 14-year-old boy, have been injured. They've been taken to the hospital. They're not in a life-threatening condition right now. It's believed that the drive-by shooting may be linked to a criminal gang. So we'll let that unfold, but our prayers go out to those. You know what? I don't know if you're a praying person, great. If you're a good vibes person, that's great too. But when this stuff happens, you don't know what that's like. Nobody really knows what it's like unless you've actually been involved in it. Your heart's got to go out to these people. You know, so send your prayers that way. Tell people to stay calm. Not get stupid. Because when people get stupid, that's when real injury happens. And there's been many more arrests over there in Europe over the last, few days when it comes to, they have been. They've been finding more of the quote-unquote bomb makers, more terrorists that are looking to do more harm in London and other places. So I think it's a big deal. I think we need to keep our finger on this kind of thing. We need to be paying attention to this. So, you know, I got my monthly subscription to Cosmo. Because you know me, I look like a... Look like a Cosmo kind of guy, don't I? What's that? Wait a minute. Yes. After seeing the girl the other day on TV, yeah, maybe I do look like a Cosmo girl. Maybe thin up my beard, mustache a little bit, and fit right in. Cosmo says that nine reasons that constitutional originalism is a bunch of bull. On Tuesday, renowned legal journal Cosmopolitan ran a piece titled Nine Ways to Make Your Man... Gasp in bed. No, actually, it really did. They could have fun with that piece, but when they ran a piece titled Nine Reasons Constitutional Originalism is Bull, written by NYU law graduate Jill Filipovic, we'll call her Jill from this point on, the article evidences all of the brilliant jurisprudential analysis that we've come to expect from the journal. It says, let me see. Here's some of her critiques. No one is really an originalist. Jill argues that judges don't actually pay attention to the original wording and the meaning of the Constitution, instead substituting their own policy preferences. This is evidenced. She chooses D.C. versus Heller, a decision of re-enshrining the individual right to keep and bear arms. Why isn't that originalist? Because Jill argues the founders meant to restrict arms ownership to militia members and didn't know what handguns were. Yeah. Because no handguns existed back then. Both of these contentions are false. Militia members were members of the community, and there were many state laws that required all able-bodied men of the age to own a gun so as to be available. See, you know what? An originalist does this. I'll give you a little history lesson here, or a little originalist lesson. They go look at the journals. Now, I didn't know this till I started looking into it. But when a law, or when there's argument or conversation over a law or a bill, there's a journalist in the room. And when I say a journalist, it's one who keeps the congressional diary. And it writes down what the argument was about, what the spirit of the bill was meant, what was trying to be accomplished, who said what, who was pushed back on. Those are available for you to read if you really want to read them. Now, there were also letters that went from our founding fathers back and forth to each other discussing these kind of things. And you read those and you find out where their mindset was at, what their expectation was. And you'll find out. Now, I want you to think about something. These guys that you all make fun of, guys like me who say one of the reasons for the right to bear arms was to overthrow the government. I'm not talking about the Cuban thing, right, where the Castro brothers, who we now hold up in high esteem, overthrow a government. That's not what it's for. It's when the government gets out of control. Do you know what the Revolutionary War was about? Come on, think about it. What were those men that we hold in such high esteem these days, what were they doing? And all, for all intents and purposes, they were overthrowing the government. Right? You know, the British tried to take their arms away. I mean, look at all the things that were going on. We joke about the Tea Party and all of that, but really, there was taxation without representation. There was a Boston Massacre. I mean, there were all kinds of things that were leading to this. I'm not going to eat up the whole hour doing this. But you see what I mean? So the Second Amendment was not simply for our military to have guns. And if that's the case, then, you know, President Billy Bob Clinton went against that when he took guns away from our military men on military bases here in America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Back with more of this tomfoolery after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'll wait for you to sit down. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for spending your time with me tonight. If you head over to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do up there. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a look at it. It's all the labels that have been slapped on us to be negative, and they're not negative. I'm so tired of hearing about white privilege. You know, if you ever want to hear my story, maybe I'll do that someday. Maybe I'll just do a show, or I'll do a video and just put the story up. You can go grab it. Because I'll tell you what, if you think I have white privilege or I had white privilege, I want to know what crack pipe you're smoking from. Because it didn't happen to me. Anyway, yeah, I'm still a believer in America that you can pretty much, I'm hoping we get back on track, but you can pretty much, no matter what color, size, shape, overweight, underweight, wide weight, whatever, I think you can still make a go at it in this country. I think you can still make something of yourself in this country. And it's one of the few countries on the face of the planet, if not the only, that you can do this kind of thing. Anyway, so we're talking about, because, you know, I'm such a Cosmo fan. It's one of the magazines I peruse on a regular basis. And because the covers are so intriguing, usually. The article they had, see, I talk about this and Oprah and that, because I know the effect that these magazines have on both women and men. And Oprah the same way. She's got a very large female audience and a large male audience as well. But, you know, her book club, she mentions your book. I've never get her to mention my book. But she mentions your book on her show. You get a million copies sold, period. End of discussion. So there's a lot of influence there. So we need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to pay attention to what's being told to your loved ones, your friends, your others, so you understand what some of these things that they say come from. Now, I'm telling you not to read Cosmo. But I am telling you to pay attention to what you're putting in your head, because it's harder to get it out than it is to get it in there. So this, a wonderful young woman who just graduated from law school. Because, you know, when you just graduate, I know a lot of lawyers. I mean, and I don't mean because I've been to a lot. I just got a lot of friends that are lawyers, and they're not young guys. And they're older than me. Some of them have the same color hair I do. Some of them have no hair, so it shows you how old they are. And they always love to tell stories with them, so I love to hear them talk. And they always tell stories about how smart they were in law school and when they just got out. And it wasn't until they got slapped down about 30 times and losing cases or having the senior partners, you know, lay something on them that they couldn't answer or handle when they realized how much they really didn't know. And that's why they call it a law practice or a medical practice, both which should scare the heck out of you. Can you see your surgeon saying, yeah, I've had a practice now, or I've been practicing for 6 years. You go, whoa, put the scalpel away. I'm going to come back in a couple more years when I know you got more under your belt. It's the same thing with airline pilots. I always get a kick out of this. I don't know, some of you don't know, but I've got my pilot's license. I've got a commercial pilot's license. I don't fly anymore. But I look at those guys when I get a plane. You know what I want? I want an old guy with white hair. That's what I want. I don't want the 22-year-old pilot. I'm not interested in you telling me how alert and how fast he or she can move. I like the old guy. You know, what's his name? The guy that landed the plane on the Hudson? And if you heard those radio calls, cool as a cucumber. I would never play cards against him because he would wipe my butt every time. Just, you heard him when he told that airline controller, the air traffic controller, yes, we're going into the Hudson. Just like that. We're going in. And the airline, you're going into the Hudson? You're going to put it in the Hudson? Yes, we'll be landing the plane in the Hudson. I'm thinking, oh my God, he's like, food will be ready in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? No inflection, nothing in the man's voice. Cool as a cucumber. That's the guy I want flying my plane. Anyway, second reason that originalism, apparently, according to this writer, is a line of BS, is Jill says societies evolve, and that's a good thing. Okay, I'll give you that. I like the fact that we don't use horses anymore. I like the fact that we don't have to light the lamps in the house. We can actually flick a switch and that works. I'm good. That kind of progressivism, I'm fine with. The fact that my car gets more gas mileage and it pollutes the air less. I'm good with all of that. I think that's a good thing. But Jill argues that new scientific knowledge should impact how we interpret the Constitution. Because our founding fathers said that. They said as science evolves and as people evolve, we want you to change this thing. For example, brain science should help determine what the founders meant by cruel and unusual punishment. But we've legislatures for that. The Constitution bans cruel and unusual punishment, but legislatures can outlaw certain tools. She mixes up the role of the courts. No question about it. To apply the meaning of the law and that of the legislature to actually make policy. She even says she hopes that courts would rule capital punishment unconstitutional on this basis. On what? On what would she call this? Brain science? Is that real? Brain science, right? So as science evolves, yeah. And cruel and unusual punishment. Brain science? Look, the we talked about the transgender woman earlier that the courts ruled it was cruel and unusual punishment because that person was a male trapped in a woman's woman trapped in a male's body. So we had the taxpayers had to pay for it because it was cruel and unusual punishment. This person murdered somebody. As the guy was begging for his life, he still took the life of the other person. Now, as a Christian, I'm supposed to forgive. I'm supposed to get. But see, he didn't kill me. He didn't take my family member. That's where Christians get confused. I don't have to forgive the guy. Didn't do anything to me. What he did is between him and God, not me, him, God, and five other people. But that we're so concerned. When the founding fathers were talking about, this is where she loses her mind. Because the founding fathers, when they were talking about cruel and unusual punishment, think of where they came from. We don't use racks in this country. We don't use body stretchers. We don't do drawn and quartering of people anymore. There were so many things that they did in punishment. That's what they were talking about. You don't lock somebody in a dungeon for 30 days and throw them moldy bread and let them drink the water off the pipes that are dripping in your cell. That's cruel and unusual punishment. The fact that I won't give you a haircut while you're in jail after you murder somebody is not cruel and unusual punishment. The fact that I won't let you watch sports games on television, right, because you're a big sports freak, because you beat up and raped three women, that's not cruel and unusual punishment. We've become way too soft. Jail is not supposed to be a nightclub. I keep you warm. I keep you dry. I keep you safe. Okay? I give you clothes to wear. I give you food, like Joe Arpaio, right? They were all freaking out because his guys were wearing, I don't know, pink underwear, seconds when it came to clothing, bologna sandwiches, full nutritional diet for them. They don't get steak. Not what it's about. Look, I didn't even get through number two. We're going to be here all night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And I mean it with all my heart when I say to you, I don't care if we're on different ends of an issue or different sides of an issue, if you would. My attitude has always been if you come from it or come to it honestly, from the heart, you're not just spewing the party line or the religious line, if you would. Because I tell my friends all the time, look, I want you to think about why you believe what you believe. I want you to be able to, I don't want to say defend, because that's a warlike comment. But you should at least be able to explain why you believe what you believe. I always tell my friends, that look at my Christian friends especially, don't spew what the pastor says. Be able to explain to somebody why you believe what you believe, why you believe something is true. And same thing in politics. You start spewing the party line, you're what they refer to as a spokeshole for the party. You don't know why you believe what you believe. And I love catching people with that. I really do, because they have this smug look on their face, and they think they're so smart, and they start throwing the party lines. You go, really? Come on. You heard that from Donna Brazile. I know I'm off topic. I do that all the time, though. Donna Brazile got me so irritated today, and not that I'm without sin, as they say, but remember what she said when she was questioned by Megyn Kelly, and she said, as a Christian woman, now I'm going to add a line in there you're not going to like, but basically she was saying, as a black Christian woman, I know persecution. That's what she was trying to say. I understand, I know persecution. And that's great. I'm glad she does or thinks she does or what have you. But she threw the Christian card in there. And to my Christian friends, I hate that. I hate when you throw that card in there because you know or believe that those people who may be Christians and don't quite understand it, they're gonna take that and say, well, okay, she's a Christian woman, and you know, Christians don't lie or they don't want to lie or blah, 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 blah. You know, just choke me. Not true. Christians lie like non-Christians lie. It's your conviction, it's your belief that keeps you from doing those kind of things. You can read it. Doesn't mean you believe it. You can believe it because grandma believed it. You can believe it or say you believe it because your whole family was Christians. But I know I'm off topic, but bear with me here. And it's the same thing in politics. I mean, my wife helps do voter registration. And I remember, what the heck were we doing? We were doing, anyway, she was doing voter registration, and we weren't doing Republican or Democrat. We promised the pastor, we always promise the pastors we stay away from that, and we do. So we had these platforms of both parties on the table. So you pick it up if you're a new person, you've never registered to vote before. You got to be informed. Don't be a Democrat because mom and dad were. Don't be a Republican because mom and dad were. Go look and make sure the party lines up with your moral values. That's how I always tell people the same thing. Don't vote party because everybody else in your family's in that party. Vote party because it lines up with your moral values, what you believe to be truth. What I thought was funny, and we couldn't preach, is how many Democrats actually believed at church, remember where I'm at now, actually believed that it was Republicans that believed in abortion, that Republicans that were for same-sex marriage, that Republicans were for pulling God out of the platform. And I sat there thinking to myself, how are you that ignorant and you're voting without information? I hope to God you're not coming to this church, or any church for that matter, without information. I hope you didn't decide to follow your religious belief without really understanding, you know, information, or having the right information, or why you're doing it. Why do you believe in Jesus? Why do you believe in Buddha? Why do you believe in Muhammad? Why do you believe in these people? So anyhow, I mean, but it infuriates me that people that spew stuff like they really have information without looking at it. So we're talking about the young lady who writes for Cosmo, wrote a piece in Cosmo magazine, because I always look to Cosmopolitan for my constitutional information, as I was just saying. She says that the constitutional originalism is nothing more than a bunch of bologna. Now, we're moving on. I'm going to try to move through this faster. If you want to pick up the first couple segments, you'll be able to catch up on us. She says that words evolve to reflect changing norms. She says that words like equal meant something different in 1970s than they mean now, or 1790s, particularly with regard to women and minorities. She's right. That's why America implemented the constitutional amendments. We have amendments to fix the stupid mistakes we make. So we gave women... I'm going to get political on you. That's why the Republicans helped the push to give women the right to vote. Because we knew it wasn't right. It wasn't fair. It wasn't equal. I can go through a whole list of that stuff. But that's what the amendments are for, is to fight these things, to bring in line. You don't just flush the whole Constitution. Because the Constitution as a whole, as a foundation, is just shy of perfect, in my humble opinion. Because our founding fathers, if you do read those letters I told you about, they were dealing with the heart of man. They were dealing with the evil of man as a whole, because they knew that absolute power, I get it all mixed up, but if you have too much power, you're going to try to take over. That's why they created the three branches of government. They were hoping, they must have been smoking off the crack pipe too, but they were hoping and believing that with the three powers, nobody would get too much power, and they would all check each other. And if we upheld these powers, if we upheld the differences between the three branches, it would work. But we screw things up, like the Electoral College. It was never meant to be a winner takes all. That's what screws it up. If we did it the way it was meant to be done, then it wouldn't be, you people wouldn't think it was so bad, or many of you wouldn't think it was so bad. But we screwed it up. We got involved. We changed it because we didn't like the outcomes. Anyway, number four, technology evolves and the law has to keep up. Nobody's going to argue with that. But Jill argues that it's difficult to apply constitutional principles to modern technology. So, for example, the provision of the Constitution guaranteeing liberty from unreasonable search and seizure, how would they apply to cars or wiretaps? Really? She really asked that question? So we're going to ignore that, right? I mean, we can't work around how that is and how we work that into modern technology. So what is a wiretap? Maybe we need to just change the terminology, because I don't know. You know, I'm not a constitutional scholar expert, but I'm sure we can't find the word wiretap in the Constitution, right? But illegal search and unreasonable search and seizure of information unreasonable search would be maybe the police are sitting in the parking lot with some kind of scanner where they're scanning all this. Maybe it's what they're doing now and listening in on all the phone calls and these radio shows and they're looking for keywords and what have you. Maybe that's what they were talking about. But they didn't know about the I get it. They didn't know about wireless. They didn't know about that interweb thing. But you have to use the mental capacity that God gave you. And if you don't believe in God, you have to use the mental capacity that Mother Nature gave you. You have to use those two brain cells, at least two that you have, to extrapolate this out, translate this out. Doesn't mean you scrub it. You take the understanding that the Constitution, in this particular instance, wanted to protect the person from the government unreasonably searching their stuff, their home, their car. I mean, they did have buggies, right? Same difference. And see stuff without a warrant, without proper authority. This doesn't take, I don't need a college degree to figure this out. This is really simple stuff. She goes on to say that originalism is a cover for legal discrimination. This stuff floors me. This to me is, you know, the Snowflake Chronicles. Somebody needs to write a book called the Snowflake Chronicles. Again, this ignores the fact that we have legislatures in this country. Really? You can't rewrite founding documents to implement your own version of utopia. Well, lady, the founding documents, the Constitution, actually were trying to avert something like utopia. It's the Democrats, the hardcore left progressive mindset that is trying to push utopia by legislating everything. Legislating how you feel, how you think, what you're allowed to say, not to say, draw, not draw. So Jill says correctly that a lot of our laws originally allowed a lot of terrible acts. This is true to a degree. It's also the reason that we have, you guessed it, legislatures. Right? People that are supposed to implement laws to protect us, to make sure as society changes that we're still protected. What about amendments? Plessy. Hey, you guys got Google? Before we come back, look up Plessy versus Ferguson. Right? You'll find out what that's all about. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Do what you got to do. But I want you back here in a few minutes.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you're working through things with me. You're helping me understand. I see some of your comments, you know, and it's good. I wanna understand. Sometimes I get a different viewpoint on something. I don't always agree with it, but at least I get a different viewpoint and enjoy it. So we're talking about an article written in Cosmo, because, you know, I always go there for my constitutional reasoning. Where a young writer, one who just graduated from law school, said that constitutional originalism is just a bunch of malarkey, as Uncle Joe said. And I love it because you can tell by the writing that she's of the millennial generation. Are we allowed to call it generation, or has that been changed too? I don't know. Okay. She goes on to say that originalism is a cover for legal discrimination, which is just a line of garbage. I told you guys during the break to look up Plessy versus Ferguson. That reversed by Brown versus Board of Education. It's a good example of how courts evolved over the years. And she ignores the fact that Plessy was arguably wrongly decided on its merits at the time. That the case Scalia made during his career, stating that, in my view, the 14th Amendment requirement of equal protection of the laws, combined with the 13th Amendment abolition of the institution of black slavery, leaves no room for doubt that laws treating people differently because of their race are invalid. So when she talks about the evolution or evolving or it's a bunch of BS, she's wrong because this is a law school student. This is what bothers me about this. If this was me writing this, I wouldn't be so bothered with it because I'm an idiot, right? I don't know the law. I didn't go to law school. I don't understand how all this stuff works. I go reach out to people who do this for a living. And that's how I found out about it. But for her to be a law student and not understanding this, that's a problem. I don't want her as my attorney. I don't want her anywhere near my courthouse. So that's why people like Scalia are originalists. What that means is to go back and look at what the original meaning was. The original meaning, and again, I understand true where she's going with, hey, look, it's a different time, it's a different day, maybe slavery. Now, if you read the writings of our founding fathers, you may come back with a different viewpoint of thinking they were simply slave owners. I think you need to look at it. She goes on to say, not even our founders were originalists. Oh, God. So the original founders who wrote the original documents, arguing for days, painstakingly writing down what they thought the Constitution should said and stand for, even they weren't originalists. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. The framers of the Constitution didn't offer any instructions for how to interpret the document. Actually, why? Look, if I tell you to stop lying, do you need an interpretation of that? If I tell you to eat everything in your plate, do you need an interpretation? Because if you do, you might need to be going to a special school or something. Actually, it's dubious whether the founders even agreed with the judicial review. But if they did, there's no doubt that they would have hated the court's usurpation of legislative power. For example, Hamilton in the Federalist Number 78, the courts must declare the sense of the law, that they should be disposed to execute will instead of judgment. The consequence would equally be the substitution of their pleasure to that of the legislative body. The observation, if it prove anything, would prove that there ought to be no judges distinct from that body. All laws are applied as written. No judge would dare interpret the Sherman Antitrust Act the way leftists encourage judges to interpret the Constitution. Look, this isn't that hard. Right? The judges are supposed to, they're not supposed to make law. And they're not, and the regular judges are not supposed to decide whether the law is right or wrong. When you're in front of a judge, he's supposed to decide whether you were in adherence to the law. That's really what it's about. Did you break the law or not? And did you break the spirit of the law? Because it was never meant to be the letter of the law. You know, if I'm caught speeding, I'm going 5 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles over the speed limit, I'm guilty of speeding. But the circumstances there. Maybe I was trying to get in the way of an ambulance. Maybe I was trying to get away of something. Maybe I was trying to get around an accident that was, ready to happen. The tractor trailer is swerving all over the place, so I kick it up to get around it. The judge is supposed to look at that stuff and look at the circumstances and decide whether you're guilty or not, whether you actually broke the spirit of the law. That's what they're for. The judge is not supposed to sit there and say, I don't agree with that speed limit. I don't agree with any of that stuff, so I'm going to let you go because I don't like it. Not how it works. And that's where some of these young people really miss it. Because they don't like it means it's not right. That's not how it works. I got my own theory as to why they're like that, but that's for another day. Let me see what else she's got. Oh, she goes on to say, no one wants to live in an originalist country. Really? I'm here. I like it. I must be no one. And sitting next to me is Mrs. No One. I mean, seriously. Right? If she means that legislators should legislate and get this, judges should adjudicate, she quotes UC Irvine Law Professor Erwin Chemerinsky. Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. For the proposition that if the court didn't impose its will, this would mean that the end of the constitutional protection for liberty, such as the right to marry, the right to procreate, the right to the custody of one's children, and the list goes on. Yet magically, for decades, the court didn't read its preferences into the Constitution, and the country didn't descend into chaos and anarchy. That's because we elect people here. The king doesn't appoint people. That's because we live under a representative government. You see, I take it to the nth degree. Some of you may agree or may not agree with me. But I think that having a representative government means that our legislators, they bring the will of the people that voted them in to go somewhere. I think that most of these laws that are protected or passed at the state level need to be flushed. I think if you want to live in the progressive leftist state of California and they want to give access to illegals and they want to give money, they just want to do what they seems that they want to do, they should be allowed to do that. Seriously. And you should be allowed to live there or not live there. You keep voting these loons in that go to Sacramento, you get what you deserve. My irritant with California is when you put an issue on the ballot, right? Because in California, they're allowed to put laws on the ballot. When they put the laws on the ballot initiatives on the ballot to be turned into a law, overwhelmingly, they get voted in. Very conservative laws get voted in by the people. And those same people must take a couple of hits off the crack pipe before they go in to vote because they voted in the most liberal legislators that overturn those laws that they vote for. And they can't figure out what's going on. That's scary in and of itself. But if my town is mostly Jewish and I see a lot of Jewish symbolism and there's a lot of Jews on the city council, the school board, or what have you, that's representative government. If my town is mostly atheists, people who don't want any kind of religious influence in their lives, and they vote in those kind of people in their city councils and school boards or what have you, so be it. It's representative government. And the Freedom for Religion Freaks, the Freedom for Religion Foundation, they come into these towns. They decide. They don't even live there. One of them drove through there, and some symbol on one of the buildings kind of sort of looked like a cross or a Star of David. Needs to be removed immediately. Nobody's complained about it for 50 years. You're driving through, you stop at McDonald's, you don't like the way it looks, and all of a sudden you're on a crusade to do something that isn't hurting me. Stay in your own little circle. Stay in your own representatively governmented little city or town or wherever you live. Leave us alone. That doesn't mean you have to put anybody down. It doesn't mean you have to trample on anybody's rights. But I don't go to a Catholic church for an affair or something and ask them to put blankets over the crosses because they offend me. And I have a right not to be offended, or I have a right not to... It just goes nuts. Yes, the Constitution was written over 200 years ago. I get all of that. But it's very flexible. From its foundation. That doesn't mean you change the foundation. You don't have to. That's why we have the amendment system. The Constitution doesn't have to call out the internet to work in modern times. Doesn't have to know who Lady Gaga was to work in modern times. Didn't have to talk about television sets to work in modern times. We need people to understand the original meanings of these things to be able to extrapolate out and make them work for today. Hey, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Hey, we got more at the top of the hour. If you're on Facebook, we reset about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. If you're on a station that's carrying us the next hour, enjoy. Otherwise, you can grab us live online at therealside.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back.